Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer, the co-host. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and a happy winter season
Snowy
to you.
Snowy Saturday morning again.
Spring's
on its way. It'll be springing soon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the golfers will be out there and we'll be warming up.
That's what we call it, springtime in Wisconsin. Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a really great show for you this morning. Our guest this morning are Linda Kennedy, the CEO, and Mike Sanders, a vice president of the Business Lending Group. They're located here in the Fox Valley. We're going to learn about the Business Lending Group and what they do in terms of business lending. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in the Chamber of Commerce building on Superior Street. And we service an eight-county area from Appleton through Oshkosh down through Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors in our chapter. And we provide free counseling to business owners and those who are aspiring to start a business. We have areas of expertise such as IT, marketing, banking cash flow, legal, strategic planning. And we do have a website. Our website is foxcities.score.org. And we encourage you, if you're thinking of starting a business or you're in business and you'd like to grow it or you're facing a challenge, give SCORE some consideration. Right. We've worked with many clients, and we've helped them over the years.
Right, Tony, and I think you said, but the counseling service, the mentoring services that we provide are free. So if you're really looking to get started, and I know most of the people out there who are looking and thinking about getting into business, money is always an issue. And to be able to get the quality of counseling and help that SCORE mentors can provide as a free service is extremely valuable to you.
We also have, and we offer, since we're a national organization, there are about 380 chapters around the country and about 14,000 mentors. Contacting SCORE locally could be your gateway to learning more about assistance available to your company that's free. We do online counseling as well.
Right.
We have experts around the country, and we have some folks here in the Valley who mentor people in other parts of the country online. So it's a great resource for business owners to take advantage of, whether you're in business or whether you're aspiring to be a business. We also do seminars and we do some presentations, Randy. We have Simple Steps coming up.
That's correct. For the seminar programs that we have, we try to design seminars and programs to help people to get their business off the ground, make the decision as to whether they want to start or exactly find out where they are in the process and what kind of help they need. The program that's coming up is called Simple Steps. It is a 5-step program. It starts with about a 3-hour seminar on what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what all of the parts and pieces of a business plan are.
Why should I do it?
Right. And
should
also,
I do it?
And also the team that you need to help you do it. And so this program is going to be coming up on May 16th. That'll be a morning program from 8 o'clock until noon. It'll be at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, which is right downtown Appleton, right on College Avenue. They have a beautiful conference room off to the side that we'll be using, and it includes not only the presentation itself, but you also get some very good coffee and lunch out of the program for a $25 charge. So
that's
not a bad deal.
First of five, and then there's
that's
four
right.
more.
Yeah, the other four programs then will be held on Wednesday evenings beginning in June. They'll be on the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th of June. They run from 6 until 9 p.m. over at the Chamber office. The programs are centered around, things that you need to know when you're talking about doing your business plan. The first program there is involved with business concepts, deciding what type of entity should I be, things I need to know to get my business started. The second program is on marketing. We'll have someone there also talking about social media.
Can I tell you my tweeting joke now?
No.
Okay.
We're moving right along here. I'm on a roll. I'm not going to slow down for that one. Anyway, we'll also be doing the fourth one, which I will give you credit for. The fourth program is on the financial projections. And Tony, you and
Mary Lou
do a lot of that program.
That's great because that's a case study.
Right.
And everybody in attendance gets a copy of the case study. They get all the spreadsheets. It's all in Excel, and you can take it home and put your own business in the case study.
Yeah, that itself is a fantastic piece of help to anybody getting started. And, of course, the last program will be on funding sources, which is a topic, of course, very near and dear to our guest's heart today, and that is, where do I find the money? Mm-hmm. We talk about traditional sources and have traditional lenders come over to help us with that one. And then we also talk about the non-traditional sources.
And we also talk about not only where do you get the money, but how do you apply what you've learned in these steps to approach a lender, and we're going to talk about that this morning.
Right.
How do you approach a lender to ask for the loan?
Right. So, again, it's an excellent program, 5 steps that you can go to getting your business plan and getting yourself off the ground. To register, we would ask that you go out to the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org. And Tony was waiting to get me see if I could get that one wrong this morning.
You got it right.
I got it right. You can also come out to our website for BizTalk. BizTalkWithScore.com, and we have the link on that that also takes you to the registration point. Mm-hmm. So I would ask you to be sure to get there.
Veterans?
Absolutely. If you are a veteran, no matter what branch of service or when your service was, you can attend these programs free. Again, all you have to do is go out to the national website, which is at score.org. I don't want to get you confused with a lot of websites, but any one of those three, by the way, link to each other. And so you can go out there. It's called Veterans Fast Launch. And go out to the Fast Launch program. They will print out a coupon for you and bring that coupon along to the program, and your registration will be absolutely free.
Great. Thanks, Randy. We'd also like to acknowledge and thank our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. If they weren't helping to sponsor the program, we couldn't do this show for you. And we want this show to be a how-to program. That's why we have a very good listenership. People who are looking to go into business listen in, and they have the occasion to ask questions, and we'll give the phone numbers out later. But our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union. Fox Communities has a very good footprint here in the Valley, and they're a full-service credit union. So we encourage you, if you're looking for some banking needs or services, please consider Fox Communities Credit Union. And our guest this morning, the Business Lending Group, is associated with the Fox Communities Credit Union. Also want to thank Kurt Haling of Albertson Haling CPAs here in Appleton, and they also have a Green Bay office. They're pretty busy right now. They're swamped, and they've got about another 2 weeks, and then they get relief again when tax season's over. Want to thank Kevin Iceman, Epiphany Law, the Law Boutique, the Business Law Boutique. Kevin and his staff provide services, legal services to business owners, and they provide just business law services. They don't get into divorce or personal injury cases. Also, would like to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping us develop and maintain our BizTalk website. Randy mentioned it earlier, BizTalkWithScore.com. It's a very good interactive website. And you can go back and listen to any previous program that's been on BizTalk going back to late 2010. And we're archiving these programs as we go forward. And our last thank you goes out to Jerry Mader of the Business News. We want to thank Jerry and Larry Desch for supporting our BizTalk program in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you should be. For $20 a year, it contains a lot of helpful information that will help you grow your business and be more successful. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll begin a conversation with Linda and Mike of the Business Lending Group. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush with Randy Melzer in the studio. And our guests this morning are Linda Kennedy, the president and CEO of the Business Lending Group. And her associate over there at the BLG is Mike Sanders, the vice president. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show this morning. We're going to have a really good conversation. Really good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Linda, tell us a little bit about the Business Lending Group. When did it start? What do you do? How are you structured? What's the Business Lending Group?
Business Lending Group is a credit union service organization that was formed in 1999. It was formed originally by 3 credit union CEOs, the CEOs of Fox Communities Credit Union, one of the sponsors, Citizens First Credit Union from the Oshkosh area, and Prospera Credit Union.
Okay.
They got together wanting to service their members with business loans and wanted to collaborate in order to do it cost-effectively. I think it's pretty amazing that competitors can sit around a table, form an organization like this.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2004, they added Pioneer in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we cover Door County down to Milwaukee.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's
so
quite
good.
A territory.
Yep.
And business lending was pretty new to credit unions back in those days, but this was their vehicle to really make an entree into that market.
Correct. It was deposits were covered by the credit unions, but they really didn't have the skills to do the bigger commercial loans. So, therefore, they formed this group.
Where is BLG located, and do you have a website? Can folks go out and visit the website and see what it is?
Yes. BLG is located at 2350 North Casaloma, right next door to the Timber Rattler Stadium.
Sure.
And we do have a website. It's www.businesslendinggroup.com.
Okay. And you have a staff over there that's expert in making business loans. You have analysts and lenders. And
right. We're full service. We have six lenders,
okay.
Two in Green Bay, one in Oshkosh, and three here in Appleton. And we do start to finish.
Sure.
Okay. And you say you service that wide group as far as that. Are there specific areas as far as types of businesses that you work with? Mike, I don't know. Give us a little bit about yourself and some of the people you work with.
Okay. Well, I've been with Business Lending Group for about 10 years. And typically, we've done well in the real estate market, both occupied, owner-occupied and non-owner-occupied. The only thing that I'd like to add, if I may, is I believe we were the first CUSO specifically for business lending in the nation.
Okay, that's one of those, I used to call them TLAs, those three-letter acronyms. But could you tell us what a CUSO, just real quickly, what that really means? I think you're talking about the relationship between the different credit unions?
Well, a CUSO is a credit union service organization, so
okay.
It's separate from the credit union but owned by the credit union. And tell me if you want to go into this more, Linda. But typically they were set up for investment advisor-type situations.
Okay.
And they were smart enough, our group of credit unions were smart enough to set us up as a business lending group. And then I don't know how many there are right now, but there are quite a few who have followed
they
our
are.
Suit.
Mike, a lot of credit union CUSOs popped up all around the country. They're huge and they're small, but a lot of business lending CUSOs popped up all over the country.
Okay. So now this then allows you to offer a wide range of products through that service.
Right. We can do most everything. In fact, I think all of our lenders came out of the commercial bank arena. So we can do most everything that the bank lending outfits can do. We do commercial real estate. We can do small operating companies. We do SBA lending, which I think you guys are well
right.
familiar
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you got a broad range.
Essentially, when you get into the business lending area and business owners are looking for a business loan, do they approach the business lending group, or do they approach one of the credit unions, and then that's their entry into the business line? How does that work?
It works both ways.
Okay.
Our credit unions are out there looking for business,
mm-hmm.
and referring business over to a business lending group lender.
Okay.
And our lenders are also out trying to talk with business owners and property owners to develop relationships for our credit unions.
Okay.
And those relationships, once they become a formalized relationship where we lend them money, their relationship is somewhat dual in nature in that they have a relationship with both the credit union and with us.
Is that because the money for the loan really comes from the group of credit unions and not specifically from the business lending group? The business lending group is more of a management monitoring service for the credit unions?
That's correct, Tony. Our credit unions are the lender, they fund the loans,
okay.
and then they participate with the other owners in the group.
Got it.
So it's very collaborative.
A team approach.
It's a team approach. It diversifies risk, but also shows the collaboration.
You know, I think there's a real advantage to that, and I've seen it in other CUSOs around the country when I work with other credit unions, is the business owner then has the benefit of the expertise of four different credit unions who are involved in the credit, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
There are four philosophies. There are four everything. And it really makes for a stronger, better relationship often for the business owner.
It does. That and the relationship that they're going to have with their credit union.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, just as a question, the type of customers that you work with, is there any specifics as far as size, types of businesses, that type of thing that you work best with? Who's your customer, I guess?
Well, our customers typically own real estate, both owner-occupied and non-owner-occupied. I would say our average loan is probably in the $600,000 to $1 million range.
Okay.
Did you want me to get that specific?
Yeah, that's fine, because I think there's people out there who are thinking about going into business and so on, always looking for where do I find the money? That's the question.
Right.
And so knowing who your customer is, if that they can identify with that, that's what we're trying to come to.
And so that's our average loan size. We will do loans smaller than that and much larger than that. I don't even know what our technical legal lending limit would be, but it would be well above $10 million. We typically don't do loans that large.
Sure.
But so typically in that, $250 to say even $3 million range.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Linda and Mike from the Business Lending Group. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Tony Bush and Randy Melzer here in the studio. We have Linda Kennedy and Mike Sanders, who are with the Business Lending Group, as our guests this morning. If you have any questions for Linda or Mike, please give us a call. You can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, call us at 866-887-1150. And if you're on your computer, you can email us at biztalkwithscore.com. Randy has his laptop computer fired up, and we're looking for our first email question. We've been doing this for almost a year, and we're looking for our first email question. Linda and Mike, when we're talking about business loans, I know at SCORE, Randy and I have been involved with SCORE for 9 years or so, and we deal with a lot of folks who are aspiring to start a business. And one of the big questions, of course, at some point in that conversation is, where do I go get my money? And we will send them to lenders. We talk about family. We talk about crowdfunding, different sources. But tell us, we always tell them that if you're looking for a loan for a startup company, it's going to be a little bit extra work. Lenders are listed a little bit leery of startups because they don't have a track record. Is there anything you'd like to say to expand on that? Because a lot of the folks we work with in SCORE are in that category.
I think the customer needs to become prepared.
Exactly.
They need to understand what their business model is. They need to understand the financial ramifications, and they need to have money in the business. They've got to have skin in the game, and they need to understand the numbers.
Mm-hmm. One of the mitigating factors or strategies, I guess, to dealing with a startup company might be putting an SBA loan together. Is that, you mentioned, Mike, earlier on, I think, that you do SBA lending at the BLG, the credit unions are involved in that. Can that usually help in a startup situation? And what sort of an onerous task is SBA lending today?
Well, all four of our credit unions are available to do SBA loans, and we have done a number of SBA loans over the years, some of them with startups. You're asking what sort of a task that would take to get the SBA loan?
Yeah, is SBA a big burden? Is a lot more paperwork? Do we have to always deal with the SBA if we want to do something different a year or two down in the relationship, or just deal with the Business Lending Group?
Those are all very good questions. As far as paperwork goes, if you go back even 20 years, there was a very large amount of SBA paperwork. Now, that has changed on some of the programs, not all of the programs. There are some companies that are specifically designed to help with some of that paperwork in terms of packaging it and getting approvals with the SBA. But oftentimes, I mean, if we're going to look at a startup, typically, I mean, the business plan is going to have to be done in full detail, and an SBA is generally the case, the way that we would go about getting that done.
SBAs today don't take a lot of time, do they? Does it add a lot of time to getting the approval?
Well, it depends.
Back
on the
time. 20 years ago, it was like maybe 10 days or 2 weeks to get approval. Is more of that online now? Is SBA getting more technologically advanced?
Correct, yes. In fact, very, very much so. Most of their smaller programs you can fill out and get information online. In fact, we have a lot of people who call us and give us a lot of the information that they found out right online. So it's a good website and good source to use.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that was one of the points, is that SBA website for people to use is an excellent point. The other thing that people don't quite understand, of course, is that the loan, even though it is SBA, is still made by the lender. You are still the ones who underwrite it and approve it and so on, that the SBA is merely guaranteeing the loan. So they still have to meet all the requirements and so on that you have for the loan. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's mm-hmm. absolutely correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a, we were talking a little bit there about the down payment, having the cash that the person has to have. In today's marketplace, how much do I, say I need $100,000, what kind of dollars do I have to bring in?
Well, that's a good question, and that would depend on the industry. But in a startup sense, I mean, a lot of times we'll go and talk about 25 to maybe 33%. There's times it's more. There
okay.
could be times it'd be less, but generally speaking, that's probably a safe bet.
That and also the nature of the collateral.
Sure.
I mean, that's going to be a question that we're going to have. Certainly, collateral is not our source of repayment.
Mm-hmm.
Cash flow is. But it is a reliance.
Okay. Because one of the things, too, now, can I, you know, if I don't have actually the whole 33% cash in my hand, can I use some other sources to come in as far as having them, other types of funding that I might have found?
Yeah, equity in different real estate. Sometimes there's silent investors and those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're borrowing some of those funds, like, for instance, let's say you have a home that's free and clear and you borrow those funds, then we just need to make sure, obviously, that your ability to repay that loan is intact
right.
also.
Okay. So, in other words, we have to not only underwrite the business, but we have to underwrite you as the individual.
Right. On a global basis, it's really, even though there's LLCs or corporations or whatever it would be that they would set up, the personal and business situation is all that individual family together anyway. So,
okay.
Right.
So,
and I think it's another worthwhile thing to point out that personal credit scores are really very important in the consideration for whether or not a loan is granted.
Absolutely. Your personal credit history is one of the key things we're going to look at.
If people don't keep their personal credit clean and up to speed, chances are they're not going to keep that business credit up to speed either. That's a good indicator. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to give us a call and ask Mike or Linda a question, if you're thinking about a loan situation and you don't want it, we don't want to talk specifics, but if you have a general question about borrowing money as a business owner, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. Mike and Linda, we talk about having that relationship with a business owner, and we talk about starting that relationship. It might be a new startup company. It might be a company that's already in business. What do you as a lender look for? What are some of the top three components of a good, solid relationship with a business borrower?
Well, certainly communication back and forth, and they should look for the same from us. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. One of the main issues that we talk a lot about internally is, is management have the ability to provide on-time, accurate financial data? That's a huge sort of thing no matter where we go going mm-hmm. forward. And then just general management ability.
Okay.
Show me what sort of internal forms, what sort of the better managers all can show you some sort of a spreadsheet that they keep. It's always a little bit different. You've probably seen it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then show me how you use that. The better managers will learn how to use within their industry things.
Okay. What about their personal resume that they bring to the table? Is that important?
Yeah, their background is very important. We always talk about, it seems like a lot of people want to move away from their background at times and start up in a different industry.
Right.
And their background is very much key to managing what they're going to do going forward.
Okay.
Sure.
So if we tell people who come in with an idea to why don't you take a year and go and work for somebody in that business, that'd be probably a positive way to get started.
That's good advice.
Okay.
Linda, you mentioned earlier, you touched on the cash flow is how you pay, not just the collateral.
Correct.
Let's touch on that a little further, because I've had score clients, Randy's had score clients, I've had customers in the past who said, I've got a lot of equity, I've got collateral here, just give me that $100,000 loan. well, we don't want, lenders don't want to be in the collateral business. So what is the priority? Is it cash flow? Well, first it's management or character, I suppose. That's an important thing. Then there's cash flow, the ability to repay the loan, and then there's the collateral if cash flow doesn't work.
That's correct. Cash flow is really king. I mean, you've got to be able to show your lender that you have the ability to repay that loan through cash flow.
And I know that at SCORE, Randy, we spend a lot of time, our mentors spend time talking to new people who are starting a business or folks who have been in business about understanding the importance of being able to pay that loan back.
Yeah.
Don't garner a lot of collateral equity and try to get a loan because, as Mike pointed out, it has to be a good relationship, and they're evaluating, lenders evaluate.
Yes.
Character and cash flow.
Yeah, I think everybody of us sitting around the microphones to this morning have all been in the lending business. You have been. I used to be in the area primarily in residential, not as much as commercial. But in every case, it's always the same thing. We're not that interested in owning what you have. What we're interested in is how are you going to pay us back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's got to be done. One of the things, just as an aside, if you're looking for information on a good cash flow statement, the SBA cash flow statement that we have on the SCORE website locally here, it's on foxcities.score.org. You'll find it under templates. It is a good 12-month cash flow statement. It's an Excel spreadsheet with all of the underwriting and all of the formulas in it, and would give you a beautiful way to get started. And it has the two things that you really need. One, it has the estimates so that you can put down what you hope to do
each monthly budget
on a monthly basis. And it also has the actuals so you can compare piece to piece, which is very, very important. Bringing something like that in would be a real positive step, I would think, for someone looking to get a loan from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only historical but projected financial statements and how they match up is going to tell us a lot, and then continuing to do that going forward.
Right. Now, that was the other thing I was going to mention is, you know, now we bring you 3 years estimates and all this good stuff. How often do we need to see you to go over that stuff?
How often?
Once we made the loan.
I would say it would depend on the borrower and the entity, but you know, quarterly definitely would be great. Monthly
okay.
would be even better.
Okay.
And
so
no,
but it's at least annually, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's at least
at
an
least
annual look at tax returns and
okay.
stuff like
so
that.
Okay. So no surprises.
Yeah.
No surprises there. It's a good
I'd like one. To go one more step on that spreadsheet, Randy. It is out on the website. It's foxcities.score.org SBA cash flow spreadsheet. And in the spreadsheet, there's also a place to explain what we call assumptions. So if we're saying we have a utility expense of $100 a month, but in the three middle months of the year it goes to $500, explain why you're using the numbers you're using in that projection, in that budget. I think that's what you're talking about, Mike, is getting projections, but then getting the rationale for why is your marketing expense so high? Why are your cost of goods so high? Why is your labor going up or down? What's the cyclicality? If business owners go through that and they really lay that out and articulate it to the best of their ability, that makes for a much better interview at the lending office.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That makes a big difference. This morning we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Rose. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I have a question. I have a small business that I've been working on for many years, and what it is bakery products for diabetics, because I'm diabetic, and I've figured out how to lower the carb count. I've built the business. I have all the equipment, and I do farmer's market and that sort of thing. But now I'm at the place where I want to, I want to expand. I don't need to expand my facility. I have plenty of capacity. It boils down to, is it advertising? My location is not ideal, but I pay no rent. And so I'm going to work outside of, you know, dislocation. I want my products to go out. And I don't know what to do about advertising. I don't know how much
Rose,
to spend on it.
Rose, I have a question. I have a suggestion for you. To get some good advice on advertising that's free, good advice, is contact the SCORE chapter. You can call the chamber at 734-7101. And Randy Melzer is actually a marketing expert. He
right.
has a lot of marketing background. He's a SCORE mentor, and you could request to meet with Randy and he could sit down with you and give you some really good ideas on how to market your small business.
Yeah, what we'd recommend that you do would be to sit down and put together a marketing plan. In other words, take a look at who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to get done, and how much it's going to cost to be able to do that effectively. That type of thing takes probably about maybe 3 hours to sit down and go over some of it with you, but we'd be more than happy to provide you with that. Again, just get a hold of us at SCORE, and we'll be happy to set up time for you.
Does that help, Rose?
Thank you very much.
That's okay, thanks, Rose.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rose. Thanks for calling. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
You have a question for our guest?
Yes. Wondering about, I understand a person just can't come in and ask for a loan for the business. What do you need before you can come in there? Business plan, projections for a profit, or what all do they need before they'll even talk to you? And I'll listen on the air.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Good question.
Very good question. In fact, we get this question all the time, and there are a number of websites that will run you through a business plan. I would say at the very least, we would need, if you're a company that's already been in business, historical financials, and we would also need projections, some sort of a marketing plan, your management background, a discussion of competition, and why you're getting into business and what makes you different than maybe some of your competition, because a lot of times that's what it comes down to. Anything you want to add?
No, I think the business plan is really important, and it needs to be very thought through so that we can have a conversation with you so that we can get a feel for your business.
Yeah, it needs to be. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to add, Mike, that if the business owner comes in with a business plan, they really need to be engaged in the plan, because you're going to ask questions. You're going to ask questions about the plan, and if they can't answer the questions, what does that tell you?
And that was the point I was going to make. We're thinking alike here. It needs to be your plan. That doesn't mean that other advisors can't help you. SCORE, CPA, some friends that are in business.
Right.
But correct, they need to understand everything that went into that plan, just like they will going forward.
When we're talking about some of those things again, going forward, what, a 3-year? Projection is usually best for the financials?
I think so. I think 3 minimal. 5 doesn't hurt, but the longer you get out, obviously, the more difficult it is. The only reason I would bring up longer is, and like you brought up before, is you want to do that every single year that
Correct.
You're in business, but
right.
3 would be a minimum, with maybe the first year month to month.
I usually work on a 3-year base, because I go back to about 1974 when my crystal ball broke and hasn't worked since. And so trying to do financial projections much beyond 3 years gets a little painful.
It can be, yes.
Yeah. The next year should be monthly.
Yeah.
And Randy, by the way, those spreadsheets that you referred to
yes.
on the website at
yes.
foxcities.score.org, there are 4 of them out there. 2 are for business, and 1 for business, 1 for family. Those are 12 months. And then we have 2 more, 1 for business, 1 for family, for the eager beavers who want to do 52 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's really interested in following a weekly thing, go for it. It's not going to hurt anything, but
and that,
those are out there.
That brings up the point. We mentioned already the necessity of having a good credit score and so on,
right.
but also bringing in your own home financial information to do the research as far as your own cash flow,
right.
your own assets and liabilities, so that that's part of the program so that everybody can see.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll be coming back on the other side of the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to our final segment of BizTalk this morning. We're visiting with Linda Kennedy and Mike Sanders of the Business Lending Group, located here in the Valley. They're a business lending CUSO, a credit union service organization that's affiliated with Fox Communities Credit Union, Citizens Credit Union, Prospera Credit Union, and Pioneer Credit Union up in Green Bay. And they service an area from Milwaukee all the way up to Door County with business lending. And we've had a really good conversation about business loans. We want to thank Rose and Jay for calling in with the questions. And if you do have a question, if you call quickly, we can get your last question in at 281-1150, 281-1150, or outside the Appleton area at 866-887-1150.
Okay, well, speaking of questions, and we've been talking about the situation, what you need to do and what you have to get a loan. One of the questions that we keep coming up with all the time is it getting easier? What's the, I guess, the prognosis as far as credit and lending in the area here? You guys work all the way 50-mile radius limited, you know, literally. What do you see in the area? Is it getting better?
I think that financial institutions have significant liquidity, so therefore they do want to lend money.
And liquidity means a lot of money to lend out.
Correct.
To the person who may not know that term, that means there's a lot of money to lend out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody's learned from the past, and so people are more lenders are more conservative than they would have been maybe 5-6 years ago. So it's a little bit easier to get money, but it's not easy.
Dot the I's and cross the T's.
Correct.
Do the business plan, have a good proposal, because basically the lender is lending out the depositor money, not their own money, and that brings those folks from Washington and from Madison, the regulators come in, and they're examining things, and they're checking how you made the loans. So you're looking at what is the risk of not being repaid. If that's acceptable, then you'll make the loan.
That's correct.
Okay, Mike, are you seeing more activity?
Yes, we are, and part of that is exactly what Linda's talking about. The other part of it is some of the companies have started to show increased revenues and better profits than we were seeing in, say, 2009 and 10, when none of us knew where we were heading. So I'm not going to say we're out of the woods, but things have been looking better each of the last couple of years.
So you're seeing some expansion in the existing businesses coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's a lot of talk of that. A lot of people are still sort of, I don't know if the word is pent up, but at some point it feels like, there's going to be more and more of that as the economy continues to improve, of course.
That's great. It's the nice thing about the Valley. We are so strong anyway. We don't, see as much of the problems that people do, but it's good to hear that you're seeing more activity. That's one of the keys.
One of the things I'd like to mention, too, is the CUSO, BLG, or the credit unions, or in any case a lender, it isn't just a place to go get the money. It's also a place where you can have a relationship and communicate with your lender. And if you're facing a growth opportunity or a challenge in your business, go talk to Mike. Go talk to Linda. Because they draw on the experience they gain from managing other loan relationships that can help you. Would you comment on that? Or you think that's...
Yeah, I agree. Communication, as Mike said earlier, is key.
Yep.
And surprises are not something lenders would like to have.
And so to communicate with you, can you tell us how to get in touch with you? What's your phone numbers? Mike, how do we get in touch with you?
You can call me either one of two ways. My cell number is 740-2815. Otherwise, I can be reached directly in my office at 257-5605.
Okay. And Linda, I know you're the in charge over there, but I assume you work with people too on a regular basis?
I do. You can reach me at 257-5600.
Okay. And there's a website also?
Yep. BusinessLendingGroup.com.
Great. Okay.
Well, as is our custom on the BizTalk program, we put the pressure on our guests, and we have a lot of pressure today. We'd like to have you share with us a couple of biz tips, little pearls of wisdom that you might impart to our large listening audience, so they might not have to pay some tuition that someone else might have had to pay one day.
My biz tip would be treat your lender as a partner. Communicate as you would a partner and share information as you would a partner.
That's a good tip. That's a very important tip, Linda.
And mine would be to use all advisors, CPA, SCORE, your lender, your attorney, whomever, and understand and know your business plan not only today, but each month and year going forward.
That's a great business tip too, Mike. I always tell people the business owner should understand their cash flow well enough so that when they're making their decisions every day, they have a pretty good idea of what the impact on cash flow will be made by that decision. They don't need to know every dollar, but just be tuned into your cash flow. And cash flow generates profit. Profit doesn't always generate cash flow.
I'm glad to see you finally got that in, Tony. You've been waiting
been
for 3 weeks now to
no,
say that
it's
again.
It's been longer than that, but it's a good tip. It's a good pearl of wisdom.
Absolutely.
We also want to put out to the listening audience that our SCORE chapter in the Fox Cities is always looking for qualified mentors to join our chapter.
Right.
We service our market areas, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. It's an 8-county area. We get a lot of requests from Fond du Lac. We're building our Fond du Lac office up right now. We'll have a meeting this week down in Fond du Lac. But if you're listening and you're a business owner or you're an experienced business person, advisor, attorney, accountant, banker, whatever it is, and you'd like to give back to the business community in your community, contact us at SCORE at foxcities.score.org or call us at the Chamber office in Appleton at 920-734-7101.
And one other point about that, too, is that you don't have to be a retired business person to be a part of SCORE.
Right.
We're looking for people who are currently in business,
right,
who have been in business for 5-10 years and have experience. The reason we've opened it up so much too is because of the need for people, especially in the website design area, in the area of social media and so on, because there aren't a lot of people who've been in that business for over 15 years.
And we want you to remember also that the SCORE chapter is putting on the Simple Steps program starting in May. You can learn more about that at our website at foxcities.score.org. If you have an opportunity to attend it, it's a great program. You're going to network well with people. You'll meet a lot of SCORE mentors there, and it's a great program to get some new ideas for your existing business or to start your new business. Well, with that, that's pretty much our program. Tune in next week. Our guest is going to be Brad Hippis. Brad is the owner of the Campus Barbershop downtown. That's going to be a very interesting story. We'll find out why he likes to clip the public.
All right.
You're listening to BizTalk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.